Good morning. Thanks for coming back. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And you know what? A new survey found that less than half of adults with diabetes understand their risk for vision loss. In fact, diabetes is a leading cause of vision loss among Americans between the ages of 20 and 74. And in many cases, if detected early enough, it can be treated. Dr. Alan Ho is here now with more eye-opening survey results. Get that? Eye-opening. And to talk about the eye exam that everyone with diabetes should be getting once a year. And Dr. Ho is Director of Retina Research at Wills Eye Hospital. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you, Tawanda. It's nice to be here with you.
Absolutely. Now, what did the survey reveal about diabetes and vision loss?
This survey, and I think the timing is very appropriate since November is Diabetes Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
This survey made us aware that the majority of patients with diabetes are not aware of their increased risk for diabetic eye disease and vision loss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little frightening, considering diabetes is the number one cause of blindness among working-age adults, as you introduced this. And the survey, which was conducted in collaboration with Regeneron, also highlighted that patients with diabetes have a great fear of diabetic eye disease and vision loss. So they're not aware, but they also potentially fear vision loss, and therefore our job is to get the message out about diabetic eye disease and getting that important annual dilated eye exam.
This might be a crazy question, but if you lose your vision due to diabetes, say if you, you know, correct it and correct the diabetes, does your vision come back?
Your vision may not come back if you optimize your diabetes control, but it really, that should be a theme and a goal to be the best you can be with your blood sugar control,
mm-hmm.
blood pressure, dietary choices, physical activity, optimal weight, et cetera, all these normal general health guidelines that apply to all of us, but particularly to patients with diabetes. But we can, with treatments and early detection, protect people against vision loss. So your point about getting to the problem, I think, is important because we can help and sometimes reverse vision loss.
Ah, very good. I have a cousin who lost her vision many years ago due to diabetes, and of course she's never gotten her vision back. So I was just always wondered about that. So when we go, there's a particular test that we need, right?
Yes. The important take-home message is that if you have diabetes, and based on your personal story of knowing a family member, extended family member with diabetes who had vision loss, if you know someone with diabetes, please encourage them to get that annual dilated eye exam.
Mm.
And what does that mean? That means going to an eye care specialist where you get simply eye drops in your eye to dilate your pupil so that your eye care professional can examine your eye completely from front to back to look for signs of diabetic eye disease. If patients get this annual dilated eye exam, we can detect problems sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the sooner we detect problems, the better able we are to treat them and prevent blindness or protect against vision loss and blindness.
It's so amazing what you guys do when you're able to look at our entire eyeball from front to back. It's amazing. So why are people getting the eye exams?
People are not getting an eye exam, first of all, as the survey indicates, they're not aware of their risk of vision loss
mm-hmm.
when they have diabetes. And I think secondly and importantly, many patients with diabetes are not having vision problems.
Mm.
Dr. Ho, I can still see the TV, I can read my mail. Even if you're not having vision problems, you need to have a dilated eye exam annually, once a year, and that's because diabetes and diabetic vision loss can sneak up upon you and suddenly take your vision away or slowly steal it away from you.
Yep.
Get your annual eye exam,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be better protected.
You know, and that was the next question. Does it happen overnight? Is that a gradual change in your eyesight?
You can have a sudden loss of vision, for example, with a bleed in the eye.
Mm.
But many patients will have gradual blurring of vision, and it's that kind of insidious, slow loss of vision where we say diabetes can steal your vision away, mm-hmm. and you're not even aware of it until you really can't function well.
You know, I heard a physician say that he can look at a person's eyes and tell if they have diabetes. Is that true?
Absolutely. The eyes are a good window to people's general systemic health.
Wow.
We can detect things like high blood pressure or diabetes. And sometimes patients are newly diagnosed with diabetes based upon what we see on an eye exam.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that dilated eye exam, get it done, mark it on your calendar, the beginning of the year, your birthday month, November, when it's Diabetes Awareness Month, get it on the calendar, just like you do your regular annual physical examinations. Get that dilated eye exam on the calendar so we can protect your eyes.
So, Dr. Ho, do you treat the diabetes and the eyesight, the eyes, or do you treat the eyes separately?
Oh, we treat the diabetic problems in the eye, but of course, when we're counseling patients with diabetic vision loss, we're always encouraging them about general conditions, general mm-hmm. systemic behaviors that kind of reinforces what their primary care doctors would suggest, like making good food choices, getting more physically active, like walking 30 minutes a day most days of the week, avoiding smoking or stopping smoking, making sure they see their doctors and take their medicines and come back for care if problems are identified. We emphasize those general medical principles, and we often have good leverage because really patients fear vision loss greatly, and therefore we can activate them to change behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can folks go to learn more?
There is a new website that provides information on diabetic eye disease and the dilated painless eye exam. And that website is diabetessightrisk.com, diabetessightrisk.com. If you go there, you can find in plain English about diabetic eye disease, about what it's like to have that dilated eye exam. And if you have problems, it can also steer you and direct you to a local retina specialist that can provide you state-of-the-art care to protect your vision.
All right. Great information. DiabetesSightRisk.com. Dr. Alan Ho, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here, Tawanda.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Tawanda Black, your host. And diabetes, one of Georgia at least has the nation's 10th highest rate of diabetes. And a lot of folks have been talking about diabetes as it relates to foot care. And Dr. Rondrick Williamson, who is an African-American podiatrist here in Atlanta and spokesperson for the Georgia Podiatric Medical Association, is here to talk about how we need to take care of our feet. Reflect on your feet campaign. That's what's up. How are you doing this morning, Dr. Rondrick?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Great, great.
Well, it's Diabetes Awareness Month, and a part of that is good limb care, right?
That's right. That's right. It's a big part of that.
Go ahead.
Oh, a big part of that, actually. It's important because diabetes, the foot or the lower limbs, is one of the most common areas where we see manifestations of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most common things we see in most of the patients, about 70 to 90% of patients who are diagnosed diabetic, is what we call peripheral neuropathy, which is a big, big term for numbness, tingling, and burning in your feet or nerve damage. So out of the 21 million people who are diagnosed with diabetes, about 70 to 90% present initially with those complications.
That's
a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it's important for individuals to get screened on a regular basis because with peripheral neuropathy, you lose all sensation in your feet. You can easily, say, be walking barefoot and step on a tack or a nail or a sharp object and not even know that you have a cut, scrape, or an abrasion on your feet until you see a visual cue, meaning you may see some drainage, you may see some blood or anything there, And that's the only way you know that you really have an open wound there. But it's important, extremely important for diabetic patients to check their feet at least once a day. And for patients who can't reach down to check their feet, if you can't reach down there, you can put a mirror on the floor and hold your foot over it. Mm-hmm. And then if you notice anything that looks out of, you know, that's not ordinary, then that's cause for you to get in and see your local podiatrist to see if there's anything major going on there. But it's important because self-evaluation will help us prevent amputations.
Right.
Diabetes is probably the number one cause of non-traumatic amputations. And so we try to reduce that number by educating patients and having them do home self-exams and encouraging them that if they see something that looks out of the ordinary, to go ahead and call us and come in and see us. So it's really important, and I'm glad that we've got this opportunity to speak on the radio to talk about this condition as it is Diabetes Awareness Month.
So, one big important thing here is that if you have diabetes, a part of your team should be a podiatrist, correct?
Exactly. You know, diabetes is to treat a diabetic patient, it's a multidisciplinary approach.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a foot doctor, it takes your internal medicine doctor, it may take a nephrologist,
mm-hmm.
but it takes a team approach, maybe some vascular surgeons too. The podiatrist is just a portion of your team. So I charge every diabetic patient to follow up with each one of their doctors. It may be taxing to do that, but it's really, really important to maintain your quality of life when you do these things.
It is. I know in our family, we went through that with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He had amputation because of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think he was a little stubborn and
mm-hmm.
he would not go to the doctor to get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But do they feel the tingling? Is that one of the initial symptoms of it? Is the tingling or numbness in your foot?
That can be one of the initial presenting symptoms. I mean, that typically presents itself when your glucose level is initially elevated. So a lot of times we as individuals, we have numbness, tingling, and burning in our feet, and it may or may not be due to diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a high family history of diabetes, then that's something that you may want to consider getting tested for.
Right.
I just want to piggyback on the comment you made about your relative that had the amputation.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals who have amputations, within 5 years of that initial amputation, they have a 50% chance of having a similar amputation on the other limb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we try so hard to educate individuals and to prevent amputation, because once you start getting amputation, then it leads to more within a 5-year time span. So it's just extremely important. It's just little things that we can do at home to prevent complications, especially in the African American community. You know, there's lots of hypertension, which is high blood pressure, lots of hypercholesterolemia, which is high cholesterol, of course, and obesity.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, that runs rampant in our community. So we need to watch what we eat. We need to develop some type of exercise regimen. It doesn't have to be very aggressive, but just something that you're doing every day, walking, which is great. But things like that we need to integrate into our activities of daily living, and that will make a big difference in our health.
Is a podiatrist something we need to do on our own, or will our internal medicine doctor refer once that diagnosis is made?
Well, most of the time, if you know you're a diabetic, your primary care doctor may make the referral,
mm-hmm.
but if he or she does not, then take it upon yourself to go ahead and get that consultation with the podiatrist. I mean, because if you go and there's nothing going on there, then that's a great thing. But I try to tell patients, you know, when you wait and wait and wait and let things fester, that's when it gets too late for us to correct things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think if you just newly diagnosed diabetes, follow up with the podiatrist at least twice a year,
mm-hmm.
just to see if you have anything going on there. A lot of times in diabetic patients, you're more prone to developing onychomycosis, which is a big term for fungal toenails.
Oh.
So those type things, you'll notice some nail changes.
Mm-hmm.
So those things, when we start seeing early, we can go ahead and treat those. So
mm-hmm.
even if your primary care doctor does not make the referral, take it upon yourself to go in and find a podiatrist.
So, Dr. Williamson,
uh-huh.
if there's tingling and numbness in our foot, What needs to happen there? Is that treatment for that, or is that on the diabetic side, and we need to do something more on the diabetes side?
Well, the ultimate goal, if you're experiencing peripheral neuropathic symptoms, the ultimate goal is to get your sugar level within normal range. But for the pain syndrome, there are medications out there. There are topical creams that you can apply that help relieve the pain syndrome, and then there's oral medications that you can take as well. But the ultimate goal is to, this goes back to us saying diabetes is a multidisciplinary approach. The ultimate goal is getting your sugar level well maintained. And so that's something that will be done by your primary care doctor. And of course, we as podiatrists, we can treat the pain syndrome in your feet and all those other things, but we still want to have your internal medicine guy on board as he tries to maintain your sugar level.
Absolutely.
And of course, that's going to prevent other things too, like, you know, retinopathy, problems with your eyes, nephropathy, problems with your kidneys. So, you know, just tight glucose control not only prevents foot complications, but it prevents other complications elsewhere in the body as well.
So there's this big campaign. It's a new campaign called Reflect on Your Feet.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the campaign is just to make people aware of that their feet are important.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we tend not to pay attention to our feet until we have some type of pain syndrome, which is unfortunate, but our feet carry us every day, so it's something that we really need and something that we use a whole lot. So it's important for us to pay more attention to our feet. And I think the campaign is just basically to raise awareness and so to charge the diabetic patient and, you know, furthermore, to charge anybody that's non-diabetic, too, to check your feet on a regular basis and just realize that your feet are important.
Yep, and there are some risks, so we need to
exactly.
be concerned about that. Where can folks go for more information on the Reflect on Your Feet campaign?
For more information, folks can visit APMA.org. Again, that's APMA.org, which is the website for the American Podiatric Medical Association. It has a wealth of knowledge about diabetes, on about the campaign, and, of course, on other medical issues that affect the feet as well.
All right, all right. And Dr. Rondrick Williamson, tell us about your practice here in Georgia.
Actually, I have a mobile service in Georgia. I also have a satellite office at Atlanta Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
So you can reach out to me at my website, thedrron.com. That's thedrron.com, or you can give us a call at our office, 404-666-4455.
All right. Dr. Rondrick Williamson, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this information.
You're welcome, Tawanda. Take care.